Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You're listening to early Sunday morning prayer on Blog Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection. We just heard that beautiful song that I believe the storm is over. I believe it's already been done. All we have to do is believe, and we walk by faith and not by sight, and we live this life out. So we're so grateful this morning that y'all come on the air with us. We appreciate it. We praise the Lord for each and everyone that's coming on or listening on Blog Talk Radio, chat room, and Facebook. We thank you so very, very much for being a part of this early Sunday morning prayer. And we come on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock California time, and we go forth with prayer and seeking out the Lord for what he wants his people to do and ask and receive from Jesus Christ. So I'm going forth with the prayer starting this morning. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, and we just praise you for this opportunity and each and every opportunity that you have given your special family of baptized believers in Jesus' name. As we say, royal family, we're in the royal family, and we thank you so very much for this opportunity that you allow us to come before you and pray and ask you, Lord Jesus, for different things that you have put in our hearts and minds through your word, that it would go forth and that you would heal, you would deliver, you would set free, and you would encourage us, and you would enlighten us with your words. And we thank you, and we love you, and we praise you. And we don't take this broadcast lightly. We don't take each and every one that you have allowed to come on this broadcast and minister to your royal family and your precious people. Lord Jesus, if I said or done anything that was against your throne before we start, I want to repent, because I don't want anything to hinder the prayer or the words that you're sending down from heaven above on this earth for your family of believers. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you're the I Am. You are everything that we need and want, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you for sending a word, a rhema word, a setting aside this time that we can come before you in prayer and worship and lift out our hearts and our needs and whatever you put in our heart that we should say to go forth to your precious people. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for noticing us. We thank you for being on this broadcast with us this early this morning. Hallelujah, this morning, Sunday morning, the November. Hallelujah, in the month of November, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for it, because you didn't have to come with us, Lord Jesus. We could be on here preaching our own gospel. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have turned this around, that this is your broadcast, that you said that you had 24 hours. You said you never slumber and you never sleep. You said to call on you and you will answer, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. So we're so thankful, and we just pray. Praise you, and we just worship you. Lord Jesus, we just lift up the sick and the ones that's in the hospitals, Lord Jesus, the ones that's in prisons, Evangelist Bernard's sister and her son. She always asks for prayer for them and to open the door. She believes that it will be an open door for her sister, Danielle. She believes it will be an open door this year for Danielle, Lord Jesus, and we believe it. She says she's been praying for 20, calling out 20 years. Hallelujah. She feels it in her spirit that it has turned around, and we just thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We just thank you that you allow us to call out our prayer request to you. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, here I am. Say, you said you hear us. And you said automatically that you will answer. And you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. And we just thank you for it. And we just praise you. We lift up Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to, whatever she stands in need of, Lord Jesus, you know. And you are a God that you provide. You say you provide whatever we stand in need of. You said to call out to you because you walked this earth for 33 years. Hallelujah. And you know you was on this earth and you know what it means, and you suffered and you went in and you fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah. And you didn't eat a thing and you came out, and you know what we stand as humans that you have made on this earth. You know what we need. Hallelujah. You know it because you put the breath of life in each and every one of us, and we became a living, breathing soul into your kingdom. Hallelujah. And you save us and you brought us back, Lord Jesus. You brought us out of terrible places. Hallelujah. When I think on the goodness. Out. Sorry about that. There's something on these lines. Sorry about that. But my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. I thank you for saving the ones that you have brought on this broadcast. I thank you for going all over the world and saving your people. Hallelujah. I thank you that you have allowed us to be on this Block Talk Radio, because it goes all over the United States and all over the world. So we just praise you and we love you and we magnify you, Lord Jesus. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for this morning. We just thank you that you woke us up in our right mind and in our right body, Lord Jesus, that we can come to you and thank you for all that you have done for us. And you keep doing great things for us. Like the song, every day is a better day with Jesus. Every day that we call, that you wake us up in our right mind to get up and do your will, to worship you, to preach and teach your holy gospel, Lord Jesus, and to live a life. You said your words are holy, the 66 books of the Bible, and that we must be holy. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't do anything but praise you and worship you and give you all the glory and all the praise belong to you. Because you are a mighty God. You are a gracious God. You are a loving God. You are a caring God. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch the bereaved families, Lord, all over the world today. Because you can go where we can't go. Lord Jesus, we ask you to comfort them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, to lift up the families, Lord Jesus, to let them know that you still love them, and Lord Jesus, that you are there for them. Hallelujah. You said weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come eventually, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus, because it's in our hearts, and you put it in our hearts and our minds, and you set us in order the way it should be done, and we praise you, and we thank you. Hallelujah. I just thank you this morning, because without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, we don't know what you want us to go forth and do. We don't know what you have in store for us. But Lord Jesus, you talk to your leaders. You talk to your pastors. You talk to your bishops. You talk to your evangelists. You talk to your prophets. You talk to your apostles, Lord Jesus, and you give them a rhema word for your people on this earth. And we're looking for a rhema word, a topic all next week, Lord Jesus, because we've been on the topic for 2 weeks prior, Lord Jesus, and it's been a blessing. Hallelujah. You have sent men and women on, Lord Jesus, that have blessed our soul, that have brought the words of life out of your Holy Bible into our hearts, and it walked up and put in our hearts. And we just thank you for it. We thank you for each and every caller that come on this line that you have allowed to come on, Lord Jesus. We pray for them, Lord Jesus. You know what each and every one of them stand in need of, Lord. Hallelujah. And we lift them up to you today. Hallelujah. We just lift them all up, because I don't want to call names, because if I call names, I may forget one or two names, Lord Jesus, and I want you to bless each and every one that you have grace to come on this broadcast, A Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministry. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless Dawn, hallelujah, she's here, and her son, Gervin. And, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless this line, this Block Talk Radio line, Lord. It's open, hallelujah, but it don't seem like anybody is coming on. I don't know. I heard static, Lord Jesus, but we know you're here, and we know that you're here to give your people a word. We know that you're here to wake me up, Lord Jesus. We know that you're here to ask me to go forth with this broadcast, and we just thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We just praise you because we want your words, your holy words to come out of my heart. I want my heart to be right before you, Lord Jesus, that your people can be blessed. Hallelujah. And that I can be blessed, Lord Jesus. I ask you to bless my family all over the nations, Lord Jesus. And bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them. And most of all, save souls, Lord Jesus, for this gospel is preached to draw men and children and boys and girls into you and to save souls, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. We don't take this opportunity lightly before you. Hallelujah. We just want to do your will and your way. Hallelujah. And we can't do no other way but your will. You said to seek you where you may seek you while you may be found, and call on you while you may be near. Hallelujah. And I think back, Lord Jesus, on how you've been so gracious and merciful and kind to your people, especially to me. And you named this broadcast a time of reflection. Hallelujah, that we can think on Saturday night when we go to bed and we wake up, you allow us to wake up with our breath. And Lord Jesus, we come before you and we lift up your holy name and we lift up the prayer before we go out to our different assemblies of worship, Lord Jesus, that it would be manifested. Given us. Hallelujah. And we say, hold on a minute, please. Oh, Lord. Hello? Oh, Lord. It seems like something is going on with the Block Talk Radio is up and running, but it don't seem like it's bringing anybody in. But anyway, Lord, we just thank you and praise you and magnify your holy name. Sorry about that interruption, Evangelist Bernard. I've been trying to get on the broadcast, but for some reason it's not pulling up. The switchboard is on, but it's so be it. But anyway, Lord, we just apologize for that. You know all things. You know the good. You know just what's going to happen. Everything is up and running on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. So as we go forth, we just thank you and we just praise you for this opportunity that you have given us. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we don't take it lightly. We just pray for each and every soul out there, Lord Jesus, that you have brought onto this all over the world. We thank you for this broadcast going all over the world. Hallelujah. And we can't do anything but praise you and magnify your holy name. Lord, we just thank you. I guess I'm thrown off a minute because of this block talk. But anyway, Lord Jesus, get me back. Hallelujah. I repent, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah for the interruption, Lord. We don't know what's going on with this block talk radio, but there's one here that's still praising you and lifting you up for your holy, precious name and what you have done for us, your people, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You said we are your people and we are the sheep of your pasture. You say enter in to the rest. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can call on you. We can call on Jesus for our needs. We can call on you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for help. You say there's no other name you know under heaven and earth that can go and do what you do for your people, God Jesus. And we just thank you for it. Lord, we ask you to bless Evangelist Bernard today. Hallelujah. As she go forth, the founder and host of this broadcast, that you have given her today, Lord Jesus. New destiny, time of reflection, and we thank you for. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every listener, each and every caller, each and every speaker that you have brought on this broadcast. You have brought on great men and women of God, Jesus. You have brought them on holy and blameless and the word, Lord Jesus, to minister to your people. Hallelujah. You have brought them on, Lord, from the north, east, south, and west, and for that we're thankful to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the different topics that you have sent out on this Block Talk Radio. We've been on here 23 months this year, and it's only through the help and grace of you, Jesus Christ, that you have done it. Hallelujah. We couldn't do it without you, and we just thank you for putting the words in our mouth, for putting your scriptures in our heart, for putting your words in our hearts and mouth that we may walk thereby in. You said walk therein and be thee grateful. Hallelujah, because if we walk in your path, you will lead, you will guide us, you will direct us, you will show us the way, you will show us ourselves, and you will keep moving, and you will take us off of milk, and you will give us meat. Hallelujah, you will give us revelations out of your Holy Bible. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we thank you for it. Hallelujah, we thank you for the 39 old and the 27 new. Hallelujah, that you have brought there. We thank you that we know that you are the beginning, that heaven and earth, that you spoke the word into existence. Each and everything that's on this earth, there, you spoke heaven into existence. You spoke this earth into existence. Hallelujah, and then you made everything that man and woman need, but in the sixth day you made man out of dust, and you breathed a breath of life in his body, and that's why we have the breath this morning. And we thank you, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, for giving us breath this morning, that we can come and praise you and lift you up and magnify your holy name, because there's no one like you, Lord Jesus. We searched all over the world. We can't find nobody like you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just praise you, and we just magnify you, and we just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because without you, we can do anything. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And Lord Jesus, we want to walk in your path. We want to be guided in your path. We want to talk in your path. We want you to fill our hearts and our minds like Pastor Hamilton said on Friday, Lord Jesus, that we have to have a change of mind and a change of heart, a change of attitude. And a liberal Democrat say we got to be friendly with change, because change is coming and we must change and we must be like you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for all the powerful men and women and apostles and prophets and teachers. Hallelujah. And evangelists that you have brought on this broadcast to encourage us, to enrich us, to lead us, to guide us, to give us spiritual food, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that we may eat it and that we may go out and be witnesses for you, Lord Jesus, that we would say, what does say the Lord say, according to your word and according to your purpose, because each and every one of us is on this earth, Lord Jesus, you have made a purpose in the name, and we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory and we give you the praise. Evangelist Bernard, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. The lines are open. It was shut down. You're
okay.
Open.
Okay.
How Pastor Hamilton is on. Let me tell you who's on for a minute. Apologize for this. I don't know it on. Don is on. Sister Don. Prophetess Darlene is on, and 587 Evangelist Joshua. Okay, the line is open now. I don't know what went on, but you, Evangelist Bernard, I'll turn it over to you.
Amen, amen. We praise God this morning. We just came on this morning to give God some praise. Truly, the Bible said, oh, God, you art our God, and early where we should be. Amen. We're going to go right on over and let Pastor Hamilton pray this morning. Amen. Could you just continue the prayer, Pastor Hamilton?
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We come together as a family in the name of Jesus, Lord. We touch and agree, Lord, that your spirit be abound in our worship today, Lord. We pray that your spirit is abound in our lives today, Lord. And, Lord, make our lives be an example of your holiness, Lord. We thank you for that today. Lord, we submit to you, my Father. We submit our lives to you. That in your word, Romans 12:1-2, it says, in view of your mercies, O God, may I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, which is my reasonable service. May I not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove that your will is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you just touch our spirits with your word. Bring it to life in us, Heavenly Father God. Let the letter die and let the spirit live in the name of Jesus. Lord, for who you are and for what you've done, please accept our praises today, O Lord. Lord, we will exalt you, Heavenly Father God. We will bless your name forever and ever. Lord, every day we will bless you continually. Lord, we will praise your name for the rest of our lives, Lord. Your greatness, Lord, is unsearchable. Our generation shall praise you, Lord, for your works to another. And we shall declare today your mighty acts, Heavenly Father God. We pray right now, Lord, for every ministry throughout this country that is connected to New Destiny. We pray right now in agreement, Heavenly Father God, that we die of self, Heavenly Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that as we go into service and that as we go into worship, Lord, that it is not about us, Lord, that it's not our will, but your will be done. Lord, we pray for every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist, every minister, every layman, every Christian, every now Christian. Lord, we pray right now for everybody, Heavenly Father God. We pray, Lord, that your spirit is abound. Lord, we pray that our circumstances are erased, that our situations are dissolved. And Heavenly Father God, we pray right now that we can forget those things that are not of you, that, Lord, that if anything is not pleasing in your sight, Lord, we cast it off right now. We bind it here on earth that it can be bound in heaven, Lord, and we loose your spirit right now, Heavenly Father God, on earth and as it's been loosed in the heaven. And, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for a fresh wind, a fresh anointing, a new vision, a new direction, a new purpose, Heavenly Father God, that you will incite in our spirits today, Heavenly Father God, to go higher. That, Lord, you will motivate us, Heavenly Father God, to say yes to your name, to yes to your will, yes to your ways, and yes to your word. Lord, we pray right now in agreement, Lord, that, Lord, your word will go forth, and it will not return to you void. But on top of that, Heavenly Father God, we claim today that your word won't return to us void. We declare today, Heavenly Father God, that we will go forth and activate your word in our lives. Lord, we go forth today, Lord, with the confidence, with the courage, with the hope, with the faith, with the belief, with the trust that you are the source of our everything, Lord. So we ask for that hedge of protection to be around and about us in complete glory. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that as we go forth, Lord, that as we speak to those that don't know you well, Lord, that we represent you, excellence. Lord, we pray, Lord, to change us, to rearrange us, to put us in right standing, to make us worthy of your presence. And, Lord, we also make ourselves available for you today, Heavenly Father God, to take us out of the norm, Heavenly Father God. Bring a new thing in our spirits, Heavenly Father God. If we did it one way last week, let's try it a new way this week. So, Lord, we ask you for your spirit. We ask you for your anointing, Heavenly Father God. We ask that you just have your way in our lives today and make it known that you are God all by yourself, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and you will not change. You do not lie. You do not pretend that, Lord, what you do is called according to a purpose. So, Lord, hold us accountable to that spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bless you today, Lord. We just lift our hands and worship you together.
Worship you, God.
We just worship you together, Lord Jesus.
Thank
not for
you.
Anything in particular,
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father God, just for being who you are.
Hallelujah.
The word
we
says that they call you Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we claim
yes,
you
God.
As our provider today, Heavenly Father God. We
yes,
don't look
God.
For any other means to get what we need to get but you, Heavenly Father God. You are our provider, and we worship you for that right now, Heavenly Father God. Jehovah Shalom.
Hallelujah.
The Prince of Peace.
Bless
we worship
God.
You for being our Prince of Peace today, Heavenly Father God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We submit
Hallelujah.
Before your throne, Heavenly Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as we go forth into our own individual services today, Heavenly Father God, let it not be our will, but your will be done. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. We're going to go on and continue. Hallelujah. We're
Hallelujah,
going to continue
Lord
for
Jesus.
A few more minutes. Hallelujah.
Lord,
just lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 11, 6, and 10. Say, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power
yes.
of his might.
Ooh,
put on
hallelujah.
The whole arm of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But we
Ooh,
wrestle
Jesus.
Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world,
Thank
against
you.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand
Ooh,
therefore,
geez.
Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take that helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, we bless you, praying always.
Hallelujah.
With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication of all saints. Hallelujah. We declare war today on the enemy. Hallelujah. We declare war this day. Hallelujah. And we setting ourselves in agreement with this word, hallelujah, with the word of God, hallelujah, we will be kingdom warriors, hallelujah, we will continue to attack the kingdom of darkness, pulling down these strongholds of
Jesus.
We are mighty army. Hallelujah. We are mighty warriors. Hallelujah. We are mighty in God. Amen. For he said greater things will we do. Greater works shall we do. Hallelujah. We will advance on the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. For we know that the violent, hallelujah, take it by force. Hallelujah. But we thank God, hallelujah, that we're mighty in Christ Jesus.
Mighty in Christ.
We thank God because no weapon formed against us yet still be created. But we declare and decree today that there will not prosper. Hallelujah. For we are that mighty army. We are that royal priesthood. We are
Jesus.
That holy nation. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We bless the Lord today. We
Jesus.
Magnify his name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We give him glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We give no praises to the enemy today. We cancel every assignment. We cancel every evil word. We cancel
Jesus.
Every curse today. Hallelujah. Those that thought of it, those that have spoken in the atmosphere, we cancel it today. Hallelujah. We send
the
it back to a dry and inhabited place in the name of Jesus.
Name
We're
of
standing
Jesus.
On the word of God. We're standing on the principles of the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're standing, hallelujah, because we know that the name that we name is above all names. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
The name of Jesus, every
Jesus.
Knee shall come, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Oh, we bless you today, God.
Bless you,
we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You because you're mighty. We thank you because you're magnificent. We thank
Ooh,
you
Jesus.
Because you're awesome. We thank
Jesus.
You because you're omniscient. You're omnipotent. You're not present, God. There's nothing too hard and too difficult for you, God.
Jesus.
We thank you, God, for having a mind to continue to press on, for having a mind to die daily, God. Oh, we're dying in the flesh. Hallelujah. We're killing this flesh every day, God. Oh, because in order for us to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, we have to crucify this flesh. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
we're crucifying it daily, God. Now, God, hallelujah, to the wise God, the only God that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless from before the throne of grace, we submit our will to you today, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We submit every petition. We submit every request. We submit every challenge. We submit every mind battle that we have in our minds. We submit the seducing spirits, hallelujah. We submit it unto you, God. Hallelujah. You said in your word, when our heart is overwhelmed, God, lead us to the rock. We're
yes.
standing on that rock today, that mighty rock, that rock that will not be moved, that rock that will stand when nothing else stands. Hallelujah. That rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. We're standing on it today, God. We're standing on your promises today, God. For we know your promises are yea. We know your promises are amen, God. Hallelujah. We shall not fear. Oh, we're not walking in fear, but we're walking in love. We're walking in power. We're walking in a sound mind, God. Well, we love you today, God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for everyone that have made a sacrifice to come on early Sunday morning prayer. We thank you for Sister Ruby this morning opening up. We even thank you for Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, hallelujah, for the chief operating officers. Hallelujah, that God has given this vision to. Hey, glory to God. We thank you for all the different segments. We thank you for Minister Burns and Elder Burns celebrating 1 year of their overcame on y'all. Yeah, well, really, today is their anniversary day, God. We're asking you to continue to strengthen them. Hallelujah. As people come on from all over the nation and testify not of their goodness, but of your goodness, Lord God. Oh, help us to continue to taste and see that the Lord is good, God. Help us to ever walk, hallelujah, into what you would have us to be, God. Help us to honor your statutes. Help us to keep your commandments. Help us to hide this word in our heart that we may not sin against you. For we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in. They run in and they are stable. Help us to encourage somebody today. Help us
yes,
to encourage Jesus. Someone this weekend. Help
Ooh,
us to know, God, that you're still in the miracle working business. Help us to know, God, that you're still able to save. To the utmost. Help them to know, Lord God, if you'll be lifted up, you will continue
Ooh,
to draw all men unto you. Bless Pastor Hamilton. God. Continue to strengthen him, God. Keep him with the vision, God. Hallelujah. Keep him helping to stay
Ooh,
focused,
hallelujah.
God. Help him to know, God, that greater work shall he do.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Lord God, we thanking you right now for the citywide crusade. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The revivals that's going to break out in the inner cities, God. We thank you for the young men that may not have ever heard about Jesus. We thank you for them right now, God. We pray in our sons and our daughters, God. They will not be impregnated as teenagers. We're taking them back, God. We're taking our families back. Hallelujah. We're putting them at the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We're covering them with the blood this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, our young men that are in prison, God. Hallelujah, those that don't know what to do, that they're picking up weapons, God. Turn that weapon into a Bible. Turn that weapon into a sword
this morning, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
a sword, God. Change their lives, God. Transform their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we bring the parents before you today. Glory to God. We ask you to create in them a clean heart, God.
Ooh,
renew a right spirit within these parents, God. Let them know that they're not on the same level with their children. Oh, God, help them to raise these children in the fear of God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bring this nation back to its knees. Where they can recognize when they put on the currency in God we trust. If they don't trust you, then they have to change some things. If they don't trust you, they have to be obedient to your word. If they don't trust you, hallelujah, they have to renounce some things in their lives. Oh, God, we bless you today. We thank you for your mercies this morning, for your mercies are renewed every morning. And we thank you for renewing our mercies this morning. Hallelujah, renewing our mercies. It's because of your mercies that we're here. It's because of your mercies that we're not consumed. It's because of your mercies that we're still under the blood. Oh, and we protect you. Hallelujah, we're protective of this blood. We're protective of our righteousness in Christ Jesus. We're protective of this word, God. Oh, God, for this word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path, God. Oh, now, God, bless your people all over the nation. Remember your apostles. Remember your prophets. Remember your bishops, your evangelists, and your ministers. And remember your people as a whole, God. God, I bless you today. Somebody need healing today, God. Somebody need deliverance today, God. Somebody hope need to be restored. God, and you are the restorer. You are the restorer of the breach, God. Hallelujah, and we praise you for it today, God. Now, God, as we get off this line, hallelujah, many of us in on the West Coast are preparing, hallelujah, to go into the houses of worship this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're asking you to let the captives be set free this morning. Hallelujah. Free somebody in their mind. Free them in their spirit, Lord God, where they can worship you in spirit and truth. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. And as we get ready, hallelujah, to teach and preach your word this week, we're asking you to anoint every speaker, God.
We're asking you to
allow them to speak with the Holy Ghost is saying to the church. Let them have an ear to hear what the church, what the Lord is speaking to the church. Hallelujah. It's time, God. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time for us to unite. It's time for us to unify for a greater cause, for a greater work, God. Let there be no more division. Let there be no more envy and strife. Let us unite with the common purpose. Let us unite with the common cause. Let us unite with a common goal, God. Hallelujah. Where we can go back into the enemy camp. Where we can go back, Lord God, and reclaim those souls that are lost. Those souls, hallelujah, that don't know which way to go. Oh, God, but I thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, being a navigation system today. I thank you, Lord God, for if we follow you, hallelujah, if we know your voice, God, we will not follow a stranger. Hallelujah, for your sheep know your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Oh, we bless you, God.
We give you glory today
and forevermore. Let everybody, let the redeem of the Lord say so. We thank you for Prophetess Darlene Davis today. We thank you for all those that have tuned in for early Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah. What no accident. then that you tuned in. But you needed a word. Hallelujah, Lord God, I pray. Hallelujah for Stephanie today in Florida with our two twins. Hallelujah. She sent me a message and said, pray for us. We moved to a place where we don't have any family. We moved to a place where we don't know how we going to make it. Hallelujah. Oh, but if you went under the leading of the Holy Ghost, God is a provider. Provide for her and her twins, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Keep them, Lord God, where they can continue to thirst and hunger after you, God. We don't know what you're doing, God. Hallelujah. We don't question, hallelujah, what you do. All we want to do is be obedient to your will.
Yes,
be
Lord
obedient
Jesus.
To your voice, God.
Yes, Lord
oh,
Jesus.
God. Comfort Kid Stephanie this morning. Comfort our children this morning. And let them know that God has not forgotten you, Stephanie. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. If he told you to go to Florida, he's going to be your provider. He's going to be your shelter. He's going to be your way maker. Hallelujah. He's going to be your bridge over the troubled waters. Hallelujah. Don't worry.
Pastor Hamilton?
Yes.
Yeah, she dropped off, so maybe she'll be on in a minute. If not, you can close out.
Okay. Well, oh, Heavenly Father God, we just touch and agree right now, Lord. We just disperse your spirit, Heavenly Father God. We just in an agreement with Stephanie in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will just enrich her life right now, that by her obedience, Lord, to be submissive to your will, Lord, that you will open up the floodgates of heaven, pour out a blessing on her that she does not have room enough to fill in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we all are submissive under your power. Lord, we all bow down before your throne today, Lord. We all come into your courts with thanksgiving. Lord, let us, whatever it is that is not of you, before we step into your sanctuary, Lord, let us leave it at the door. Lord, let us bind it here on earth that it may be bound in heaven. And Lord, loose your spirit to confirm in the name of Jesus, here on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We will not forget to praise you, Lord. We will not forget to worship you, Lord. And most of all, we won't forget to thank you just to have a thankful spirit, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, that as we continue to submit, that, Lord, your spirit of humility will just go through each and every one of us, Heavenly Father God. Show us how to be submissive, Lord. Show us how to serve, Lord. Show us how to be taught, Heavenly Father God. Show us how to be led, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, most of all, show us how to love you that we may be able to love others. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. We magnify your name in Jesus. And, Lord, we declare, decree that we will use the power of the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree today, Lord, that we will use the power of the blood. Lord, we decree today that we will use your Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord, to ward off the attacks of the enemy. So we thank you today, Lord. Have your way in every ministry. Let your word go forth. Woo, Jesus. Let your word go forth and let it bring immediate change, that we can do things different than we used to do. Change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds. So, Lord, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you, and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Pastor Hamilton, Evangelist Bernard, you're back on. Pastor Hamilton was closing out.
Amen, amen. Just close us on out with the song. You all have a glorious day in Jesus' name.
Well,
amen.
Evangelist Bernard, Sister Titus came on. I was going to open her line a minute to see about her mother, okay? For y'all hang up.
Well, we have prayed, so praise the Lord.
Sister T?
You can see what else is needed, but we prayed. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, too. I love you guys.
Amen. You're in our prayers. Amen. Continue to look up. God is going to do a work. He's already doing it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, you don't want to see you.
Hallelujah.
Watson, God.
Hallelujah.
strength in the Lord, God. Hallelujah. Give her a testimony that you are still a healer. Glory to God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Hallelujah. We're looking for complete healing for your mother. And you stand on that, Sister T. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. God is in this thing. If we say we trust God, then we have to give it to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't fret.
Come on now.
She's in the hands of God. Hallelujah. And God is going to heal her. He's already doing it. He's already doing it, but it takes faith. Hallelujah. If she don't have the faith, you have to have the faith to believe God. Hallelujah, that he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. We ain't praying, let his will be done. We saying, Lord, you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed.
And
that's what we're expecting. We're expecting healing for Mother Loxton in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory for it right now, God. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, as you were speaking that word, I just got to share this. That, you know, my sister, when we claim and accept the things of God, we must start to walk that is already finished. We must walk around confessing. We must walk around professing. We must walk around making an example that is already done. See, to get the power of God through the prayer of the righteous, we must start to avail much. We must start to cry out much. We must start to accept this thing is already done. So when we catch and agree in prayer, you got to already accept it as it's finished, done, and complete.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't look at the outside circumstances. Don't look at what it looks like on the outside or what people are saying or how doctors may even be saying. You have to stand on the promises of God and erase everything else.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we touch and agree with you right now for your strength, for your faith to be enriched, for your ability to stand on the promises of God without any distraction.
Yes, God.
Because my sister, God is putting in my spirit right now that you're the key. You and your ability to accept this healing, your ability to walk in this healing before you even see it on your flesh, see it with your eyes. This is you. God is calling you to make this happen.
All right. Thank you.
Don't fall back.
Up your head.
Don't look at the past. Don't look at the past. Don't look at the past.
Right.
Don't look at the past. Don't look at the future. Don't look at the future. Don't look at the future. But stay fixed on Jesus right now. Stand
now.
On his promises right now.
Hallelujah.
And I guarantee you, and I am not one to make guarantees on other people's situations, but I guarantee you that if you do what God is telling you right now, you're going to see this healing come to pass. But not only that, God is going to start to move through you. To bring those that are in darkness into light.
Jesus. God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the worship. It's in the worship.
The King of Glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting Lord, and the King of Glory shall come in. He shall come in. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay, God bless
you. Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor.
All right, love you.
Love you. We're going to close out with the beginning of the song. May not heard it. I Believe by James Fortune. God bless.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Thank you.
Have a great